I was born and I grew up in the town of Colony. I love our town. I love it. I was on the town board for 7 years when Fred Field was our supervisor. I see what's going on in the town now, and I don't like it.
What don't you like?
There's no vision. I don't like the direction in which it's going. I hear from many people. When I made the decision to step down from the county legislature, it had been in the back of my mind. And then more and more and more people since January, when I announced that I would no longer seek another term, more and more people just kept asking if I would consider running and trying to bring the town back to what it used to be. And it depends on what area you go in. There are several issues. What's an issue on the West End is not an issue in the Southeast End or in the North End or in the Loudonville area. There are several issues in this town.
What is the direction that you'd like to point the town in, or what is the vision you would like for Colony?
Well, first of all, there's been a huge, huge boom in development. I am not against development. My family are developers. It is not that. It's that there isn't proper planning, first of all. At certain times of day, the traffic is backed up from Wolf Road to below the city limit into Albany. The businesses that are being brought into town are not the 9-to-5 businesses, the high-tech businesses that should be brought into town. We are right on the cusp of the nanotech, but nothing like that is here in the town of Colony. The town of Colony is a lot of retail. Nothing wrong with retail. I owned a retail store at one time. But a lot of retail, 7 days a week, almost 24/7. The traffic is a huge, huge problem, and I'm hearing it no matter where I go.
So what do you think voters should be most concerned about, thinking about, as they decide whether to pull the lever for you or for Paula Mahan?
Something needs to be done to address the traffic. I am not a planner. I'm not a town planner. But I can assure you that I would address these issues. The other thing is, when I was on the town board, our pocket parks in Colony, it's the quality of life. It's about our neighborhood. When we opened these pocket parks, they were pristine role model pocket parks. I understand it takes money to keep up pocket parks. I understand that. I understand about the equipment. However, I would look at a public-private partnership. I would look at corporations or businesses that would like to come in and say, this is X business pocket park. The town will continue to maintain it as they do, but they would continue to keep the equipment updated and other things that need to be done with pocket parks. The pocket parks were a huge success, you know, back in the 80s, the late 80s and the early 90s when I was on the town board. Here's something for you, Dave. There's the New York State Financial Restructuring Board. It's a board. It's a state board. Right now, the town of Colony has the fifth worst fund balance out of 1,599 municipalities. That's almost 1,600 municipalities throughout New York State. Colony is the fifth worst. You have to qualify for assistance from the restructuring board. Of course, being the fifth worst fund balance, we do qualify for assistance. However, to date, Colony has never asked for assistance from that restructuring board. And they come in and they look at your infrastructure. We had, Dave, over 200 water main breaks this winter. That's a lot of water main breaks. They come in, they look at your infrastructure. They look at other areas, public works, where they can be of assistance. The city of Albany just got $3 million in February of 2015 for improvements. Who's asleep at the wheel up here? You know what? It is things like that. You can't take your eye off the ball for a minute, because when you do, it's things like this that slips through the cracks that's on the backs of the taxpayers.
Speaking of taxes and taxpayers, any comments on, you know, what you might do or not do regarding any of the taxes, school taxes, property taxes, et cetera?
No, we're looking at the budget very, very, very carefully. You know, we're always faced with the governor's 2% tax cap. However, you know, I would hope that the residents of Colony are smart enough to look into, for instance, the restructuring of the water bill this year and things that have happened, putting on an administrative fee. An administrative fee on your water bill? What do we pay these people for? So, you know, to answer your question about taxes, I have a budget expert looking through the budget. It's just too early to tell. And no, I have always, when I was on the town board, I would pride myself in the fact that we had low taxes. And that's the way I would like to keep them. I think you need some innovative thought to keep these taxes low. And I don't think right now that the town of Colony's leadership is given any innovative thoughts to this.